Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to a very special Tuesday afternoon edition of Power Hour with my sister, Debracia Hale, part two. If you were in the room last time, listen, you know what it's about to be about. You already know she came in on fire. My hand couldn't keep up. I was writing all kinds of notes. And it's the month of love. And as you can see, I have on my love earrings. I'm a whole paparazzi consultant. I come ready now, okay? I put on my blazer because this is serious. Power Hour is about business, but it's also about making sure that we have the best possible reflection of ourselves in the world. I call my business Polished on Purpose because my mentor taught us, everybody's watching. Give them the best possible view of you. When you write an email, write a letter, write a text, step out of your house, get out of your car. Trust me, somebody has their eyes on you. Even in social media, they're watching. So you want to make sure that you are a great reflection of the God you serve and the person that you are. Let me read you a quote out of this book that we read last year called Girl Mogul. To do great things, you have to believe you are capable of them. You have to know your worth, be assured of your power, and realize you already possess an aptitude of awesomeness. Power Hour is 60 minutes talking about our awesomeness and how God has created us awesome in business. So I brought back my sister, who is truly a mogul, who is truly someone that demonstrates how God moves and gives grace for the pace. She is a traveling woman. She gets around. She is the skating queen, baby. I love her energy. She's a social media influencer. She is doing great things. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to bring my sister up. It's the month of love, y'all. Y'all ready for love? Listen, I got on my pink. I'm ready. This is the month of love. Y'all better quit playing and get ready, honey. We loving on ourselves, too. You ain't got to have no dude or no girl just to love. You can love you. If you got somebody, love on them. But what if you don't? Even if you don't, or you coming out of something that wasn't the best, love you. LHG is telling you to love you, all right? Power Hour is a self-love journey too. We are making sure that we preserve our power when it comes to business, all right? Let's pray. God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I praise you. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for protection. Thank you for provision. Thank you for connection. Thank you for my community of sisters who keep me going, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are empowering us to prosper in this season, that you have given us your love by way of your only son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for giving us your most prized possession. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you for counting us worthy of your love. Now, God, today, do what only the Holy Spirit can do. Show up in this podcast. Show out in these comments. Lord, I ask a very special blessing on Debracia Hale and her entire family, from her husband to her beautiful daughters, even to Brother King, the dog. I want everything that she is connected to, Lord God, to be blessed. Her parents, in-laws, in loves. Lord, let her whole family, every business, everything she has her hands on, be blessed by you, Lord God. Now, anyone who's watching today, Lord, that has a need, God, meet that need. Touch any afflicted body. Heal every troubled mind. God, bless us and let my sister be blessed even as she gives to us. Lord, replenish her in return. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all get in here. My girl is in here.
Man.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Listen.
Gotta come in the room the right way.
Thanks. Let me tell you, God is good.
Is he?
Woo!
Awesome. He is amazing. Woo!
Thank he is good.
Thank you,
God. You look absolutely gorgeous. I just want to say to you, I thank God for you, sister,
thank
because you are showing the world that God is wonderful. That when you stay focused on him and you do what he has called you to do, he will set you up in a way.
Oh, glory.
You know, it ain't nobody but him.
Glory.
I am watching your story unfold. You are traveling. Yes. You are wearing these hats so gracefully in business, in your home. And I am so encouraged, hasten it, by your dancing, girl. Don't you ever stop dancing. You got me wanting to move, honey. I'm going to be listening.
Glory to God.
I just really am grateful. This is the month of love. And one way that I love on me is that I welcome sisters around me that are doing wonderful things. One way you can love on you, for those of you who are watching this, love yourself enough to connect with good people.
Amen. Yes.
That is self-love. And then love yourself enough to walk away from those who ain't no good.
Ooh, come on. Honey, you just said a whole word, right?
Ooh-wee, that is self-love.
A word. Honey, if y'all waiting on the introduction, the show has already started. We are already in progress, because that right there could have just cut it off. Love yourself enough. That's something more of what we need to do as women. We do have a lot of titles. We wear a lot of hats in our house, whether people see it or it's going on constantly behind the scenes. And that's why, Latanya, I have to give God all the glory. I have to say, but God. Today was one of those days, but God. So anytime I say, but God, that means he took over and I let go. That means he took over and I let go. Just like today, I said, decrease me, God, that you may increase. Because at the end of the day, without God, we can't do anything. It's impossible. It's impossible without God. So thank you for that prayer. Thank you for just coming in the room with prayer, because everybody is not going to pray with you. Therefore, you know, everybody is not praying for you. So thank you for being a woman. Love is expressed.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. I want to just welcome everybody. Sunette is in the room. She says, amen. Get rid of the bad to make room. Oh,
amen.
We make room for the good. Ooh. We make room for the good. If you did not see part one of my interview with this beautiful woman of God, she is a wife. She is a mother. She is a Maven A-lister in one of the companies that she works with, but she's also in several different industries. She really is a leader in the aspect of demonstrating what leadership should look like. I have watched her. She gets in the trenches. She's accessible. I love that. I don't like when people get so high up, whether it's in money or in title, where you can't even get to them. You can't ask no questions. You can't find them. You don't call me. Don't look for me. That's not her. And I want to talk to you about, to start our chat. There's three words. If I had to give this show another title, there's three words I want to work with today. It's community, confidence, and commitment.
Woo!
That's going to be the foundation today. I'm learning, y'all, we have been struggling, thinking as though we had to operate alone in everything. And the enemy has gotten the upper hand because we want to be, I could do it. You know, I don't want no help.
Yes, yes.
I want us to first of all talk about, Debracia, who is your community? Who have been those people who you have leaned on in this journey, being a mother, wife, businesswoman?
And please forgive me, that was my husband calling.
He can call. It's cool. I lost audio. Hold on, everybody. We're gonna get our technology together. Hang in tight. Sister, you might have to come out and go back and come back in. Okay? I can read your lips, but I can't hear you. What happens is if you get a call, it might block out our audio. But if you go out and come, I'm going to type it in the chat. Okay, she's going to come back in, y'all. Bear with us. Thank y'all for being here with us. Y'all know when you get calls, sometimes it'll knock your audio off on your phone. But that's okay. We rolling. She'll be back. Go ahead and tag. Go ahead and share. Thank you for joining us on Power Hour. Demetria is coming right back. Here she is. Here she is. Yes!
Okay, so that was all of my family calling, my husband and my mom.
Okay.
Please forgive me and thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am.
My family is first my community. Just because, and I'm going to tell you why, with me having two small children, whatever I want to commit myself to, my family almost has to be committed as well. Mm. To be a trailblazer, Trailblazers Radio, to be a mover and shaker, when you have small kids and you're a wife, it's best if your husband supports you. It's also good if you have other family that's close, like my mom and dad, who supports me. When I have to travel and show up at events or go to a different state, it's my mom, my dad, and my husband who are there to support me, to pray for me, to keep me covered, to keep me grounded. When I am wanting to say, not today, my husband is saying, no, D, you always treat everybody the same. So when I get in my emotions, because I am human, it's my husband that keeps me grounded. But my full support system, I can go to them and tell them anything. I can go to them and have a breakdown if that's what I'm going through, just the emotional day. And I have those days. So first, it's my family, because they love me. They love me regardless. When I'm up, they love me. Down, they love me. And my babies, they sacrifice their mom with the world. It's so funny because my baby will say, mommy, you're famous. And I'm like, no, honey, I'm just mommy. I put my pants on the way everybody else. But from a 10-year-old, when she walks in and she sees her mom on the magazine cover, she's like, mommy, you're famous. Mommy, how many likes do you have on TikTok? And I think it's so funny and it's so cute. Because to me, at home, I am mommy. But when your daughter begins to start looking at you differently because she's growing up, then you're beginning to see that perspective of role model. I've always wanted to be their role model. My other community is my prayer group. I have a prayer group from church. It's a group of ladies. We've been the faithful few for about 4 years. We started during COVID. We were the pastor aid group. And I was going through on Bible study. We had Bible study like every week together. We come together, side on the book, and we had Bible study. And right now we're actually reading Priscilla Shire.
I love her.
The bomb, okay?
Ooh.
But I had a breakdown on the call. I had a breakdown on the call 1 week. When I came back the other week, they could tell I was like, okay, I'm in fighting mode, enemy. Bring it.
Come on.
I told them, it's so important that you have a prayer circle. You have to have a group of women that you can truly be transparent with. Talking about fake it till you make it group or what you got going on or what level are you in the world. I'm talking about a group who loves you for who you genuinely are. So when you are down, they're going to cover you. See, what the enemy did not see was I had a group of women behind me who covered me in prayer. So when he saw me standing. But when I fell back, honey, they pushed me back up with prayer. So I bounced back like a rubber band. We have to be serious about who we are connected with through prayer. I don't need a sister who just cute, but I need a sister who can get a prayer through. I need a sister who can say, you know what, sis, you're going through something. Let's step to the side in prayer because I feel like it. I can look at you and tell something's not right with your energy today, Debracia, because I'm usually on 10. Naturally, by energy, when I'm down, And I have some people, and I'm going to say my sisters, who have become like sisters to me over time. Mm-hmm. Some of my sorors and some of my paparazzi sisters, I'm going to say that. And those are my go-to. I need somebody where I can truly be transparent because the world looks at you as, hey, Debracia, girl, she got it going on. But behind the scenes, praying. It's a lot of how I'm gonna be here and I need to be there. So my community is my family. God is always my community because he is omnipresent. He is always with us, no matter where we are. Even if we're going down the wrong journey, God is still with us.
Jesus.
It's my prayer circle from church.
Mm.
Faithful few that God had put with me, and they've been rocking with me for a few years.
Mm.
Yes.
That's so powerful. Let me say hello to Elder Rhonda C. Williams. That's my sister as well. Thank you for being here. Good afternoon. Nephew is in the house. Joe Staley. Hello, sir. Thank you for being here. You said something about your daughter and how she was like, Mommy, you're famous. And over the last week, I found a picture of my mother that had to be from the 80s, DeBrasia.
Wow.
And I had to be no older than maybe 10. My mother was one of the very first African-American buyers for General Motors in the Detroit region. In a time where Black women, they may hire you,
right,
but you ain't going to get too much beyond entry level. You're going to do that kind of work, like big time work, but you ain't always going to get the accolade. And that's happened today in 2024. Okay.
Wow.
And this picture, she was standing in front of a boat. There was a boat that we had in Detroit where you can go and have lunch. It was called the Lansdowne or something like that. She was in her power suit, a red suit. She had her little Jerry curl glistening. I took a picture of the picture. I sent it to my mother with these words. You were always my first superstar.
Amen. Yeah, Mom.
She responded, I never knew you felt that way.
Amen.
I never knew you felt that way. I said, well, Mama, I didn't do a good job telling her I felt that way, apparently, because for a daughter, I can't speak for sons, but for a daughter to see her mother flourishing, to see her mother in a place of authority, dominion in business, in her family, we need those images. And it's not to say it's always easy. But what I've done with my daughter is I've showed her, yep, Mommy has done some great things, but Mommy has also made some mistakes.
That's right.
I've made some decisions that weren't godly.
That's right.
I'm not perfect. And I told my mom before, years ago, I never wanted you to think that you had to be perfect. Right. You my mama regardless. You my mama. And she's like, wow, I just didn't know you felt. I said, yes, you were larger than life to me. As far as the business aspect of LHG, and those who know me know I can go straight business on you. Like, dang, let up LHG. It's, when I get in business mode, it's just business mode, you know. But I know what I know about punctuality, about hard work, about, you know, supporting your leaders and about doing a great job and making sure you are whatever your name is on is the best quality. I got that from her.
Right.
So I applaud you, sister, because you are being that demonstrative role model to your children. You can do this, daughters of mine. You can succeed in every area. And I love how you talked about the prayer group. Let me tell you, I didn't understand when I was a young girl with a J curl how much prayer meant. My grandmother prayed so much that she had what I call four knees instead of two knees. Each of her legs had two knees because she was on her knees so much on a hard floor. And I'm like, Grandma, you got two knees on each leg. So we called them prayer knees. And we called her bedroom prayer headquarters. When I tell you that Ruthie Mae Carter prayed for me, when I come home from school, she would grab me. How was your day? What's going on? She helped raise me. Prayer, I think we don't realize how integral it is to our everyday existence. All that you see DeBrasia doing, and let's talk about that. She mentioned paparazzi. She is a Maven A-lister. DeBrasia, tell me what that is and how you got there.
So Maven A-lister is one of our elite positions. Being an elite consultant means you are in the top 0.1% of the I don't take that lightly. As of today, we have more than 104,000 team members under Divine Design. So first of all, that's God, because y'all know 104,000 people. Hey, pick. And it comes by, your ranks come by building teams and points and working and also helping your team reach for their goals. Because if you're all working together, you're going to see everybody elevating and elevating. And I'll be honest with you, Latonya, sometimes it's not for me to see somebody hit the goal, that goal, but it's for me to see the progress in them. It's when the light goes off and they realize I got something in my hands. Can be that it, that thing, that wow factor. But you have to coach. You have to understand numbers. You have to understand the system. You have to know whose leg is moving and whose leg isn't. Why is your leg stagnant? But in order for people to really progress, they have to understand the business too. See, it's not just enough that I understand it. They have to understand it too, because if you want to go somewhere, you have to know where you're going. We do that by knowledge. We do that by understanding, and we do that by reading, so that when I say, hey, Latonya, this is where I want to get, then we can say, okay, let's break down these numbers because I need you to understand this process. Not always depend on somebody else to give us everything.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about your mother. See, we deposit so much that sometimes if we deposit too much, then you become too handicapped. And when it's time for you to leave the house, you don't know what to do because we gave you everything. So being a leader, I had to also learn how to pull back. So that learn, and it's not always me feeding them, because one day I may not be where you can get to me at the time you meet me. But do you know how to go and find it for yourself? Do you know how to research? Do you have the knowledge here and there to keep moving just in case the pressure is down? See, a leader has to also teach, but you have to train them to know how to get it when it's time for them to go and get it as well. And I've learned that going backwards as a leader, you know. I don't learn up front everything. I learn by doing and understanding, and then I'll go back and reflect and I say, why didn't I do that? I can tell you, I think it's very important that we all do a SWOT analysis. And that's something that you should do personally and professionally. When you do that SWOT, you got to know what are your strengths. So I have to know what are my strengths in my personal life, my family. That's one of my strengths. But you also have to know what is your strength in your business. I'm naturally motivated. Nobody's going to wake me up. No alarm clock has to wake me up because I know I got to show up every day. That's natural for me. And then you got to do your W. What are your weaknesses?
Woo!
You know, some of us may say, DeBrasia, one of my personal weaknesses is I work a 9-to-5. I don't have flexibility during the day. My flexibility is going to be after work. Mm-hmm. So you got to know what are your weaknesses in your personal life and in your business. Then you have to look, Latonya, say SWOT, the O, opportunities. What opportunities are out here for me? You know, what opportunities do I have in my personal life? Like, this is an opportunity right here, being here with you right now. This is a great opportunity for somebody to learn and pick up on nuggets. Yeah. But guess what? They got to show up or they got to catch the replay to get it. What opportunities do I have in my business? Well, we just came off a weekend of Empower Me Pink. That was an opportunity to network, to grow, to get seeds, to see what's coming in the spring, and then to also see and talk with my founders. Because I got to know their mindset too. I got to know where we're going. And then the last one, the T, SWOT, the T is for threats. What threats do I have? What threats do I have in my life? Well, I have to pick my kids up. It's not a threat, but this is something that I have to do. So I got to cut off at this time because now I'm home. We got homework. We got to make lunch. We got to sign folders. We got to get clothes out for tomorrow. It's not a threat, but my timing as businesswoman stops because it's mommy time. But what are the threats in my business? What are the threats that I have in my business? Well, I may have some that's not doing anything. That's a threat. Because if I'm trying to help you get to where you want to go, but everybody's not pulling their weight, that makes it harder. And now we got to sit back down and rework this plan. What are the threats? Those who don't plug in. They're missing out. They don't know what's going on because they don't plug in enough to know what's going on or what's coming. Or what opportunities do they have? Or what promotion lies on the table? So to me, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats is something that we should all do. We should intake that in, and we should do that once a month because every month is something different rolling out. You know, the red carpet rolls out. Is that an opportunity for you or is that a threat for you? Do I need to be there in that room today or is that a room that I can bypass on?
Mm.
I just think that is, and that's something that I do, because when your strength is good, you don't want to keep spending time on your strength, and your weakness keeps going here. It's going to stay. You got to take that weakness and make that a strength as well. So yes, you build in that area. But if you don't know what your strengths and your weaknesses are, how are you going to perfect that weakness? It's not going to be perfect, but you can perfect it.
That is so powerful. Let me check in with Pastor Inga. Wallace is in the building. Good afternoon, baby sis. Yes, I love our community too. Pastor Inga Wallace grew up with me and watched me grow as an 8-year-old. So shout out to her at Earthquakers Ministries. Nikki Hill, thank you for coming through. Sunette, thank you. LaShondra Booth. Thank you, y'all. I really appreciate y'all coming through here. You said, so, man, let me say this. Plugging in. I want to sit there for just a second.
Okay.
When you are in business, and I'm not perfect at this thing, DeBrasia, please know that. I'm not perfect at this thing, business. That's the reason why I do Power Hour, to bring out certain key elements so we can have those analysis and talk about where our strengths, weaknesses, opportunity areas, threats, all that. That's such a perfect acronym. When it comes to plugging in business, when you have a company that's sending you information, promotions, monthly promotions, what things you have to do as a consultant, and the things that are out there for the consumer. Two things: you have consultant and consumer. As a consultant, I want to always make sure, and a team leader, that I know what's coming for that month.
Yes.
If we're not doing that as leaders, we certainly can't expect our team members to do that.
That's right.
We have to be demonstrative leaders. We have to lead by example. But I do expect, okay, team, are you all checking your emails? This promotion, this $20 party permit is here, baby. A whole game changer. And then you may have people who may ask questions. And you said earlier, you're not going to just say the answer is. You're going to say, well, where do you think that information might be?
Right.
If I saw the email,
that's about
the fact that we have a permit and we have one of the packs left, the $99 pack is still there. So if you're not plugging in and you're not staying in the know, then that really is on you.
Right.
Because you can, I have been known in my previous life, when in my corporate life, in my training life, I was said to be a hand holder.
Yes.
You can't hold them, LHG, you can't hold them. But what I've learned to do is I'll answer the question, but my question may have a question.
That's right. That's right.
I may turn that thing around and say, well, what are your thoughts? My boss told me, as I started going up the corporate ladder, when you come into your boss's office, have a plan.
That's right.
You may not even know if it's a good plan, bad plan, but just have a plan, have a thought, show that you at least put some brain cells to it before you call them and say, well, what should I do, boss?
Right.
Sometimes we get so in a hurry, just give me the answer.
Yes.
But that doesn't really help you grow and help you stretch.
No.
And leaders and people in business, we have to stretch daily. Every day is a stretch. Ooh, DeBrasia.
Every day is a stretch. Because when you have a team, when you love your team, let's say that. When you love that God has assigned you to or assigned you with, because we really have to lean on each other.
Yes.
Prayer and support just as much as anybody that's in this with me. So what happens is, there are times that we can't talk about business because this sister may be grieving. Lost a loved one. Somebody may be going through some stuff, some financial difficulty. And so as a leader, you got to be able to truly deposit, and you have to pull. Where am I pulling that from? Because I have stuff going on. I have to pull that from me so that I can deposit into you. Because I believe that if I'm connected to you, then there's a reason. It's a lot in business when you truly love people, you want to see people win, and you have a heart of compassion. And sometimes God will change you so that you can understand and be relatable to everyone. Everybody may not move fast. Everybody may not be like, this is what all I want to do right now. So you have to be relatable to everyone. And my thing is, I don't fake it till I make it.
Come on.
I want people to see my sincere heart. I want to know that DeBrecia is going to keep it real. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to cry with you. And I'm going to laugh with you. And I'm going to dance with you. I got to get in the trenches and go through the fire with you. That's what I'm going to do as your leader. Because everything is not business. If my sister is hurting, that's not even time to bring up business. We're going to pray. And then I'm going to check on you at the end of this week and see how you're doing. That's the end of that conversation. I was just focused on DeBrecia, then I'm like, okay, honey, but let's talk about this business anyway. No. What God has for me is for me. And if he has blessed me with a team member who trusts me enough to come to me and let me know what's going on, then my assignment is bigger than business. You have to understand, sometimes it is business, but sometimes it's personal. And you got to check on them. I have been in this business, it will be 9 years. The relationship I have with some of my team members, they're like family to me. They're not just another number. They're really like family to me. So I have to bring it back. You know, I have to bring it back. And I think it's important as a leader to be able to stand. We have to be flexible. We have to keep our cup filled. We have to.
That's good.
To prepare us every day for our purpose and our assignment, and to also equip us to be able to handle whatever comes our way. Because whatever comes for me, it may not be direct to me, but it can be indirect to one of my team members. Yes.
That's so good. Fred Beattie, the CEO of Trailblazers Radio, is in the house. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Cousin Kenyatta is in here. Hello. Here's my friend again. Yes, this is our girl, Cousin Kenyatta. Okay. Yes, she has such a beautiful spirit, cousin, doesn't she? She imparted to us so much last time. Mm-hmm. You know what you just described, DeBrecia? You just described servant leadership.
Yes.
When you get to know the people on your team on a personal level, and I am one of the crazy people who believe, like you, that to get a team to produce, you really have to become that motivator, and you have to show them how you value them. We just had a series, Fred and I, and he's been doing his Man Cave Conversations. Shout out, man, you got your own safe space called Man Cave Conversations. Get on that. All right, get into it. But we've been talking about value. At the end of the day, I believe people want to feel valued.
Yes, they do.
When you said that sometimes it's not time to talk business, that's a whole workshop, word, book, play, movie. Because we get so stuck on, well, she didn't make her numbers. And we got to talk about that. Well, she didn't do this. And she didn't be active. Okay, but let's find out why. Did you not know that she got a diagnosis last week?
Right.
Did you not know that she's in a divorce? Correct. Did you not realize she's having financial difficulty? Did you even check up on your teammate while you out here ousting, posting stuff? Yeah, for those of y'all who ain't got active, you don't know everybody's situation. Watch your mouth, and you know who I'm talking to. Watch your mouth how y'all treat people in this season. Yes, we can motivate people to do all the right stuff, but do not forget that we are all human beings, and we all have hardship, and we all have had difficulty, and we all have struggled. So maybe it's easy for you on day one to get active, and God bless your soul. Amen. But maybe for me, when my check hit on the 15th, I may not be able to get it until the 16th or 17th. But guess what? I got it.
That's right.
And if I didn't get it, you should be able to go on your back office and see, and call me and see what you can do. Yeah. How can we strategize? We get so quick to want to pounce, pounce, pounce. And we are hurting people.
And
we are making people feel like they're less than.
Yes.
I don't like that, sis.
Amen, cousin. Look, I look at your cousin. But because we have been taught to be so strong. Sometimes just go. and we forget to slow down and be compassionate.
That's it.
Pull back sometimes. I am a goal digger. And sometimes I have told God, sometimes I wish I wasn't a goal digger, because a true person who wants goals and want to keep moving, sometimes it's hard for you to stop.
Okay.
Now that I'm a little older, sometimes I don't want a goal digger. I want to have the success, but I don't want to be moving like that all the time.
Right, right. That's good.
And so I was like, being a goal digger, you know, your brain is going all the time. Your body's going all the time. Sometimes I just want to get to a point where I can slow down. So it has its good and its bad, just like loyalty. Ooh. You can go to somebody for years and years and years, but sometimes when it's time to go and God is saying, okay, it's time to go, you'll miss leaving because you've been loyal and all you can see is your loyalty. But sometimes you don't see that, okay, the ship has left the dock over here in this relationship and it's time for you to go, but you stay. So I had to learn how to look at loyalty as it's a good thing, but when it's go, you have to be ready to go, because sometimes that loyalty, you're going to always love and be with that person, but when God is telling you it's time to move, you are that same person with that same person forever because of loyalty. And God said, I told you to leave last year.
Oh my gosh.
And on to loyalty. When it's business, sometimes it's business. You have to know how to move and shake when it's time to go. And God taught me, loyalty is not always a good thing if you don't know when I'm telling you to move and you staying because you want to be loyal to them and not God. Mm. So everything has something good and bad with
my
it.
God.
But you got to be able to see the good and see the bad in it too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Cousin Kenyatta says, I work with some of the most condescending leaders. This is refreshing to see. There are beautiful leaders like this. Mm-hmm. Thank you, cousin. Because I have some of the same condescending leadership as well. Matter of fact, for a long time. And it broke me in a way, cousin. But it also showed me, when I became a leader, what not to do.
That's right.
The negative things can teach you, okay, don't do that when you become a leader, because you know what that feels like. Sinette says, I'm a laid back person, so numbers are not my goal. I want to make sales without pushing and bullying. I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
And if you have the right environment, what I've learned, if you are valuing your team members, you're accessible, you're making sure information is made available to them, and that will make them want to push. I like to have an environment where people want to work hard because they know, oh, she takes care of us. She looks out for us. She checks on us. I knew my staff's birthdays. I had one particular staff member who had lost her husband. And every year on his death anniversary, it was not a good day for her. I knew that day. And I knew to make that day as simple and easy as possible for her, because she wouldn't stay home. She had to work. But I knew to just check in on her. Cousin says, they try to break me daily, but God. Cousin.
They're not going to break you, honey. No weapon formed against
come
you.
Come on. They can't break what they didn't make.
You better say that.
I did a post. What did I say on that post, Cousin Kenyatta? I said, corporate America helped me, but God made me.
Come on. Come on.
We gotta know who made us. Corporate and our jobs are wonderful resources. But when you are plugged into God as the ultimate source, you can't touch this. Come on, MC Hammer.
Amen.
Too legit to quit. Can't touch this.
Don't give me a song now. I'll be on them skates. Don't give me
a song. Oh my God. DeBracia, I want to transition over to my next C word, and that is confidence. One thing that I see, you better shout in the comments, King, Cousin Kenyatta. You better, I ain't bring my tamarind, but I got some keys right here. You better get your praise on, girl. One thing when I see you on your TikToks and you are getting your dance on, your skate on, your praise on, it's moving to me, because I'm like, she looks like she is enjoying herself. I love the confidence that you exude. Sinette says, my goal is to share the sales. I save saving money, your goal. I get it. I get it, Sinead, but not every woman in particular has confidence. Tell me what is in Debracia's recipe for confidence.
Oh, well, God. My parents raised us, you know, up going to church and having prayer. I will like to say, I feel like I had a balanced life. Like my dad was really education. And my mom was like, you're going to do good in school, but you also can do other things. So I cheered growing up. I did bowling. I did gymnastics. I did roller skating. And I feel like that made me a well-rounded person. Easy for me to jump on my skates. It's easy for me to go outside and ride a bike. And those are the things that I did in my childhood. Okay. So now that I'm getting back to things that I grew up loving to do, that's where you see that spark, because I just think as we get into life, and what they like to say, life is lifing, we forget about the things that make us happy. See, when you see things that make you happy and it's natural, that's where your confidence comes from. Like, I can put on right now, I can put on some Marvin Gaye, to some En Vogue, to some Salt and Pepper, to some LL Cool J. I can skate and drop it like it's hot and keep moving, but then I can still put on that Smokey Norfolk and go right into a praise, because my heart is with God. But you're going to see aspects of Debracia, because I love so many things. And when I really getting back to the things that I used to do that I truly love, I said, this is natural for me. I don't have to try at this. I don't have to work hard. I don't care who's watching, who like it, who love it, and who don't. They don't have to watch me. And when I started really getting back to the things that I did, child, Latanya, my confidence just started. It just started blowing up. But I don't look for outer motivation. I think a lot of people who stay on social media a lot, they look for somebody else to make them happy. My inner motivation comes from the inside. Yes. That's where God is. It comes inside out. So when I wake up, God, thank you for another day, because nobody woke me up. Whether they love me or they don't like me, they didn't wake me up. God, my glory goes to God. Even when I have had a rough day, but God, we made it. Today was not an easy day for me, God. I was heavy all day. I cried and cried, God, but we made it. That's my confidence. My confidence is in through him. He said I was fearfully and wonderfully made.
He said it.
So if I know God's word, because I read his word and I believe his word, then baby, boom, there's my confidence. See, I'm not looking to see who thinks I'm super fly today. At the right shape, and I got all the right curves and the words that came out, or I got on the perfect lashes. That doesn't matter. I'm not so the physical appearance. Now, I'm not going to come on here any kind of way, but if you keep looking for the outer, this is what dies. We live in us that comes out. Yes. And I think that the society we in, and we have gotten away from raising our children as a village. We're looking, see, we didn't have all that social media. I couldn't see what Barbie was looking like and what size Beyonce was after she dropped her twins. And so when we get to look at those things, that become our role model. Well, honey, it's not always natural. Sometimes that is bought and snatched, and you can have that too if that's your plan. And nothing is wrong with that. Right. But I look for the outer confidence. It comes from within. Yes. And that's what I want my children to know. I don't want them to look at somebody and think as soon as you drop a baby, the next day you walking out and it's all, because that is not realistic.
No, it's not.
I came out swollen and everything. C-section, so I couldn't even walk around the hospital like the regular ones, because I was and I was like, they're walking so fast I can barely make it. But I think we need to teach what's real.
Yes.
Teach to love yourself. Ooh. What you don't like about yourself, you can still embrace something about you that you don't even like. We got to get back to loving who we are, who God created us to be. And everything on social media and TikTok and all of this, it's not always as real as we think it is. That's what our children are growing up with, social media lives.
Yes.
I'm like, no.
That's right.
We're going to age gracefully over here, okay?
Come on. Yes, absolutely. I want to talk about you as an author.
Yes.
Yes, talk about that.
Yes.
Have you written books?
I have done one book, and it was a co-authored book.
Okay.
You probably won't be surprised, but it was on networking strategies.
Oh, come on here. And
I actually talked about 10 commitments to make when you have a business. Now, and you can do all 10 of those commitments in 1 year. I still think people should give themselves a time frame. When I came into my business, I told my husband 3 years. And in those 3 years, I was able to retire. But I understood that thing takes time. I understand that we live in a microwave society, but I'm a microwave person. I'm more like, let's put it in the oven and let it bake a little longer. Make sure you can put the knife in there, you know, get it a little seasoned, get it a little soft. I'm not a microwave girl because I did not grow up like that.
Right.
I also believe in when you are going through things and you are a business person, you got to learn. You're gonna fall a few times. But that's nothing right. Because when you fall, you're learning because you're getting back up. My time frame, I asked my husband for 3 years. And within 3 years, every time something went wrong, I couldn't say, well, I'm going to quit because I told him for years. So the first month that this didn't go right, I had to find a way to get over that hurdle, to get over that mountain. Yes. And that's what kept me going. But see, when you don't give yourself a time frame and it don't happen when you think it should happen, the first thing down or they quit it, and then they never pick it back up. So they never always get to what it really could have became because you quit too soon. So I always give myself a time frame. But in the book, one thing I'm going to tell y'all that I talk about is a DMO, a daily method of operation. How you're going to show up in your business. If you're working a full-time job, how are you showing up in your business every day? Because you're tired. You got to be there early. You may have to work late. How are you going to show up? What is going to be your daily method that's going to allow your business to continue and build so that you can be successful, so that you can save the money you want to make, so that you can reach your goals, whether it's buying, building, selling, saving, college fund money? What is your daily method of operation that's going to keep you successful? So to me, because we sling $5 bling, I need to have a way that my bling is going to be shown every single day. The easiest way for me is my VIP group. I can post as much as I want. I can schedule as much as I want. I can be over somewhere in Texas or in Ohio or Chicago, and I can still do wall drops where all of my people that's in my VIP group is still going to see those pieces. That is a daily method of operation. If I'm going to sell jewelry every day, I got to show jewelry every day. That doesn't mean it's going to be long. And I think we have to think about what can we do that's still basic. So we just came out of a team boot camp. What I liked and I appreciate my leaders, because we all came up every day in that boot camp and we gave different tasks. So somebody was assigned Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday was our rest day. Okay. But by doing that, people began to see, wow, I never thought a blessing bag could make a difference. But if I have them, I go out on Saturday, I'm going to bless people with these blessing bags. That's going to take but a few minutes for you to put 5 blessing bags together. And when you step out on Saturday, they're in your purse and you're already ready. That's working your business. So I think a daily method of operation is so important because you got to have something that's consistent that you can commit yourself to. Yes, Sonetta, you got to stop quitting, Sonetta. We're going to get on the call and we're going to put some basic things in place that will help. And once you continue to do those habits, those are your habits of success. Yes. Because it's natural. If you can do it for 30 days, 60 days, and 90 days, you can continue to rotate that.
I love that. Led me to my final word. Yes. Let me catch up with a few comments. That's right. Can you get a DMO, daily method of operation? LaShondra says, the blessing bags make a big difference. Come on, LaShondra.
That's one of my is
loving these ideas, sister. They are loving these ideas. Sinead said this about you. She says, Sister DeBracia has a great tone, so people will listen without getting their feelings hurt. She does have a great tone. And this is the thing about I love about DeBracia. She can still get her point across and give you that authoritative tone without cutting too deep, because she still commands the room. Please know.
Thank you.
She still commands it, but you can tell when you're passionate about something, it is going to come across because you love what you do. And when you're a natural born leader like you are, you may have a little bit of an animation. I do it with my hands. Right. Because that's what I do. I am the daughter of two natural born leaders. So I got it from my daddy and my mom. And you don't have to have a title to be a leader.
Come on.
You can lead at whatever level. Listen today, whatever level you are, I don't care if you are the janitor, you be the best janitor, housekeeper, you keep them bathrooms spotless, you make sure them people got the best restrooms to come in. We have a janitor, we had one at my old job. We knew when she was off work because those bathrooms was nasty. We knew when her presence was missed because we knew the quality. Listen today, the quality of her work. It doesn't matter what you do. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and do it in excellence. You better watch God move. I ain't coming in here to preach to y'all, but my sister done got me excited today because I want us to learn how leadership can happen prior to getting titles.
That's right.
Because you've grown into that role. The best leaders were leading before they got the money and the title.
Yes.
My title came later on in my career. I spent a good 15 plus years in my last job leading without them extra dollars. But no one could take my experience from me. And I asked them to, when they gave me a chance to try new things, new systems, new processes, I was the one saying, I'll do it. I'll try it. That way I got my fingers in it, got used to it, and I was able to hone my craft. Then when the position becomes available, come on, that's a process.
Come on.
Well, how do you know about that? I taught it. I did it. I can do it. Come on now. If you really, really want to be successful, you got to work at this. And I know sometimes you don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes times is rough. Yes. But what I have learned, even if I do a little bit, that's it, Kenyatta, the preparation phase.
Yes.
Some people are in tight positions that never prepare. They just know somebody who knows somebody. But some of us prepared first, and then God blessed us for the position. Right. Okay, it's different kind of leadership out here.
That's right. Some
people just got it just because they know somebody who knows somebody. But then there's those who have worked this thing, have lived this thing, and come to really make an impact on people's lives. Servant leadership, as DeBrasia has described her style, is that's when people are impacted by you, even if they fly off somewhere else. They will remember her voice, remember her nuggets of wisdom, remember her DMO, remember her strategies, because that's an impartation more than a conversation. We need impartation. Thank y'all for coming through. I really appreciate y'all. We're going to wrap up. We probably going to do a part three. I'm still done with the bio. I'm still not done. She has so many things that she is doing. Blessed, and you will be blessed. Yes, God, the perfect paymaster. Come on, cousin. One of these days, y'all pray for cousin Kenyatta to come on the stage with me, because she always drops so many nuggets.
Tell her to come on. We waiting.
Come on. DeBrasia, I want to land on one thing.
Yes.
And that word is commitment. I want to know how important you feel that word is to success.
If you want it, you're going to commit to it. If your why is stronger than anything, you're going to commit to it. Your why has to be personal to you, not what your friend's why is, or not what you think sounds good to say to the world. But when your why is that strong, that even on that bad day, you're going to rise up the next day as though that day didn't even happen. When I started this as an entrepreneur, my why was leaving a legacy to my children.
Yes.
Kennedy and my baby daughter, Kendall, who is autistic. Mm-hmm. I work hard. I work very hard so that if anything ever happens to me and my husband, and Kendall will be taken care of. Kennedy may have to help take care of her sister. I don't know what God's plan is. But if so, I don't want her to be stressed out being a mother of her own, a wife, working somebody else's full-time job, and having to help
take
Kendall. So I said, okay, Lord, we got to build and we got to set this up. So when your why is so strong, nothing that the enemy brings to you will knock you off your feet and allow you to stay off your feet. That is my commitment. It came first through Kennedy and Kendall, my legacy. I believe God gave me these children to raise and to show them some things and for him to do some things through me for them.
Yes.
And that is why I commit myself so, because I want them to have a chance and an opportunity. I see how we carry so much.
Mm-hmm.
The stress that we carry.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We may have to go back out and come in, sister. We lost your audio again. Can you go back and come in? We can't hear you. Mm-mm. She's coming back, y'all. She's coming back. She must have got a call. I have enjoyed it. Y'all been enjoying this? Oh my gosh. This sister is amazing. She just encouraged me. She'll be back in a few seconds, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all share this. And thank y'all for being patient with us as well. Woo! Here she is.
I apologize.
So it's okay. It happens.
I'll be on the laptop, sis, because it's but I as a woman, I carry a lot.
Yeah.
And thank you, cousin Kenyatta. I have some days I'm like, Lord, it's a lot. I understand to whom much is given, much is required. I do understand that. But I have my days. And because I have to go through, I do want my babies to go through. But sometimes I don't want them to have to go through as much as their mom has had to go through. So if I can prevent that in any way, I don't know what God has laid out in their journey, but if I can prevent any way to take anything off of them when they become an adult woman, that's what I'll do. That's my commitment, my why. Yeah. The world is not easy. And you see it when your sisters are going through, or when they used to be all this fabulous, and all of a sudden they don't care if they go get this done, nails done. Their weight, sometimes they pick up, they're like, I stopped working out. We go through so many things and it affects us in so many ways. And so my commitment, and this is in my book, this is in my chapter, it's connected to my why. Everybody needs to have a why. When your why is so strong, you won't quit that easy. When we don't have a why or a goal, it's easy to be like, oh, well, if I show up today, fine. If I don't, if I show up in 2 more months, that's fine.
Ooh, that is so powerful. I want to thank you, sister. I want to thank you for a few things. And LaShondra says she loves her leader. I love our leader. She mine too. Now you can't have all of a LaShondra. You got to share. You got to share. Cousin Kenyatta says so thoughtful. Come on, queen. Yes. I want to thank you for your sacrifice of time and for your willingness to impart to us. These moments are priceless because you're giving us wisdom and you're giving us encouragement and enlightenment. How do we get the book? How do we get that?
Okay, so they can message me.
Okay.
Tanya, they can
follow her.
And I can mail them out.
Okay.
It's called The World's Best Network Marketing Strategies right here.
Yes.
A whole chapter in here, and I talk about those 10 things that I had to commit myself to get the success that I truly desired.
I'll be ordering my copy today because I want us to, those of you who have been following, yes, get this book.
I bless you with one, sis.
Oh, you're so sweet. Because I need it, girl.
You speaking to the world. Yes.
Thank you.
I
am so blessed to be connected to you and to all of you who have come through today on this special edition of Power Hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for engaging. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to the CEO, Fred, that stopped in. Thank you to Trailblazers Radio. Sister, we got to have you back again because we got to keep going. This has been every hour I spend with you, I learn. I got my notebook. I'm just writing my nose. I feel lighter because it's been a little heavy this week. I feel lighter, y'all. We can keep going. Let's keep going. Godly connections are everything, cousin. Everything.
Come on, I can't wait for cousin to get on here. So you better
listen. Know her date. When you come back, okay. Cousin, we're gonna have to have her on for all three of us. Cause
I think that's a great idea.
Yes, let's do that.
Thank you, sis.
I thank you for being here. You are just a breath of fresh air. I pray God's continued blessings on everything that you do, sister, and everyone who you impact. I can't wait for part three. Everybody, y'all, we're going to get a copy of this book. We're going to learn these strategies. Follow DeBracia. She's on Facebook, DeBracia Tony Hale. She's on TikTok. Where else are you on, sister?
Instagram at I am DeBracia Hale.
Okay.
My TikTok, so you're gonna see me in all elements, but I like to have fun.
And that's what I love about you. You are well-rounded. You business, you love to have fun, and most of all, you are family oriented. And we have to be spending more time with our loved ones. We can't be all work and no love and no family. So we got to make sure we're prioritizing. I got to get out of here and get my baby to her power hour. I love you, sister. I love all of you. Until next time, and be back tonight at 7. We got a show lined up for you. So I will see you all tonight. Love y'all. Love you, sister. Thank you.
Bye,
everybody.